This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So yesterday was like trade central in the NFL, and I was looking at some of these trades that were made. There's no chance that Adam Peters can't get something back for Brian Robinson.
You would think, or you'd hope at least, but like at the same time, you know he's going to get cut, so why would you give up any assets? You know what I mean?
I think what you have to do if you're Adam Peters is start to position teams against one another. Like, yeah, we have heard that San Francisco is interested
Miami
in Brian Robinson. Miami is another team.
There are a couple others
that is interested in Brian Robinson. And you just have to position those teams against one another and get somebody to bite on a price that is a little bit larger than the other team wants to give up. I'm not suggesting it's going to be a massive haul in return. I don't think... Like last year when Adam Peters got a third rounder for Jahan Dotson, we were like, all right, like that's, you know, he was kind of going to be wide receiver two. He was a first round pick. Like maybe this is a little crazy. And then you started seeing what other receivers were going for who were not as good as Jahan Dotson. And they were going for less. And then you got Debo for like a fifth. And you're like, yo, this Adam Peters guy might be pretty crazy, man. Like his dude might be chefing it up. I believe he's going to get something in return for Brian Robinson. That's why I believe that Brian Robinson has yet to be cut. They have sent him away from the team. He didn't practice yesterday. He's not going to practice today, more likely than not, although Dan Quinn will probably give us an official word on that in about 29 minutes. He gets to the podium prior to practice. They practice at 1 p.m. today. You will hear that presser in its entirety right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in. Because they have not cut him yet, when everyone on the planet knows that he's not going to be here next year, leads me to believe there is something being cooked up to get something in return for Brian Robinson. And then I see some of the trades that were made yesterday across the NFL. And I'm like, all right, if some of these guys are getting moved and there is something coming back to the team in return, there is a market out there for Brian Robinson. So here were some of the trades that were made yesterday. The one that really caught my eye, Max, that made me come up with this thought process and kind of enlightened me. The Chiefs traded Sky Moore to the 49ers, Sky Moore in a seventh for a sixth round pick. You're like, well, who is Sky Moore? Honestly, I think the Chiefs might ask that question on certain weeks too. Like he had the touchdown in the Super Bowl. I don't know if it was 2 years. It was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He had the touchdown in the Super Bowl where everyone's like, oh, this guy might be something. And then when he was expected to be something last year, he was a whole lot of not something. I'm not going to say he was nothing, but he wasn't a lot of things. Like, there really wasn't a lot. This dude in 2024
fooled a lot of fantasy managers, let me tell you that.
He played 14 games. He caught 21 passes for 244 yards and a touchdown. In 2023, let me rephrase that. In 2024, he played six games. He was thrown to three times. In 2022, I think 2022 might have been the year that he had that touchdown in the Super Bowl. 16 games, 22 catches, 33 yards, 250 yards, no touchdowns. In the regular season, he has caught 43 passes for 494 yards and a whopping one touchdown, and he got something in return. Yeah, like there might have been a draft pick attached to him, but it was a seventh, and they got a sixth in return. If that dude can move draft picks, Brian Robinson is better than him. I know there's a lot of people that don't think very highly of Brian Robinson. I happen to like him a little bit. I kind of thought he was going to be running back one on this team. I thought he had a pretty decent training camp. Stepped into a leadership role from when I was out there at mini camps and training camps, like very vocal. So I was anticipating that Brian Robinson was going to have a big role with this team in 2025, and he's not. He's going to be gone. They're going to go with Rodriguez and Bill and probably Jeremy McNichols, and then, of course, Austin Ekeler. Ekeler is like he is the OG in that running back room, and he is a perfect OG to have in that running back room. Still makes plays, but just a really good head on his shoulders. If Sky Moore, though, who has a total of 494 yards while playing with Patrick Mahomes, if he can get a draft pick in return, Brian Robinson should be able to get a draft pick in return, especially if you play a particular kind of scheme that lends well to running backs, like San Francisco does, Miami does. I mean, these two guys, it's literally from the Shanahan tree. In one hand, it is Shanahan, and then in the other one, it's like Shanahan's younger brother that he like kind of likes but like kind of doesn't like, because Mike McDaniel is like on such a different level personality-wise than what Kyle Shanahan is. But those guys love running the football. I would think they'd be able to find a way to utilize at least a little bit. And if you're Adam Peters, you should be able to get something in return for them. And then there was another trade of a wide receiver, a guy by the name of Devon Vele.
I've been pronouncing it Vele in my updates just because it sounds right.
Well, Vele is like high class. You know, it's like filet. Yeah. I don't know if he puts up numbers to be that high class. You know, if he's gonna be pronounced like filet, I'm gonna need to see a couple of thousand yard seasons in there. We have seen none of that. This guy, 475 yards, three touchdowns last year for the Denver Broncos. He was traded to the New Orleans Saints. He got a fourth and a seventh, and Brian Robinson can't get anything.
Well, it's also the Saints. Let's keep that in the front of our mind.
Not exactly the best run organization at this particular point in time. That is correct. That's a fair point. But I feel like if he can have one season of adequate play with a quarterback situation that was pretty good last year, a coaching situation that was pretty darn good last year with Sean Payton, if he can get a fourth and a seventh, I feel like Brian Robinson can at least get a sixth. Like, I'm not asking for a fifth. I'm not asking for a fourth. But I think Brian Robinson can get a sixth.
You'd hope, but given where we're at, like, cuts are coming soon. I really don't know, man. I just don't see anybody that's going to be willing to give up that capital. But if you can, because reportedly the Dallas Cowboys are in on this too. So,
oh, you can swindle Jerry.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one you got to start playing. You got to start playing Jerry a little bit.
I mean, if you're going to swindle anybody, Jerry Jones is prime. He is that filet. He is prime swindle that man. You want to talk about a guy that needs some good PR right now? He got Micah Parsons going on the Notes app this offseason. Nothing good has come from the Notes app. Not a damn thing.
Not one.
Good has come from the Notes app. Good things come on letterhead, not the Notes app. And Brian Robinson to Dallas, that would be at least some good PR. For Jerry to be like, hey, look, we stole one from the division. Hey, he played really well at times. Him and George Pickens with CeeDee Lamb, like we stole one from the Commanders, guys. Maybe you can swindle Jerry Jones. I mean, he gave up a higher round draft pick for that Jonathan Mingo guy than I think anyone anticipated. I'm trying to remember. It was either a fourth or a fifth, but it was a guy that had like barely played.
I need Adam.
Gave up that for him.
I need AP to pick up the phone and just float it out there. Hey, Jerry, be Rob for Micah.
What you actually wanted? What do you think the negotiating process is like for Jerry, like with Jerry Jones? Because the man is senile.
You got to talk to my son, Steven, first.
Like, hey, Jerry, if we make a handshake deal on this, is it going to count? No. Are you going to file the paperwork? Because you said you bought the team on a handshake, and you're scratching your head as to why Michael Parsons ain't here, because you and him had a handshake deal with that, the agent. If we can shake your hand when we get you all liquored up, is that going to count? Will you give us Micah for Brian Robinson straight up? He doesn't want to be there. You probably would love Brian Robinson. He runs hard. You're a running back guy, Jerry. You know, Zeke Elliott, the rebirth of Zeke Elliott,
he
didn't work
just
very
like
well.
Him, man.
Run style could be similar if you drink enough alcohol. And maybe if you drink enough, you could make him look like Emmitt Smith. I don't know if weed is legal in Dallas, but
for Jerry Jones,
for Jerry Jones, it is. I mean, Jerry Jones can do anything. He's a billionaire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think you could get Jerry under enough substances to be like, yeah, the Brian Robinson move might work here. Here's a second.
Absolutely. It would work. Get on the phone, Adam.
And then he'll have his press conference. Jerry Jones will. Adam Peters will not. Josh Harris will not. They'll just be like, hey, we got a second round pick for Brian Robinson. Take a bow. Adam might wear a Let Adam Cook polo after something like that. I was looking at some of these other trades. Like Harrison Phillips got traded from the Vikings to the Jets for some draft capital. Now, he's a little bit older, but it was Harrison Phillips in his seventh to the Jets for 2 6th round picks. This man has had 8 career sacks at the defensive tackle position. Not bad numbers. Feels like much more of a run-stopping kind of guy. But if he can net 2 6th rounders, I really don't feel like a lot of teams across the NFL have like a great value for 6th or 7th rounders. Especially if you're taking into consideration, like if you are a team as silly as Dallas, or if you are a team like a San Francisco. San Francisco, I don't know how much you've looked at their schedule, Max, very easy. Like an absolute cakewalk of a schedule. A good running back makes your life a lot easier. And if you're Brian Robinson in that system that they're running there, some of the holes are gaping, like they're impossible to miss. Where he was very obviously missing a lot of holes last year at the end of the year, which is why this predicament has revealed itself, you would be going crazy in San Francisco, and you wouldn't even have to be asked to do that much. Like you're running back 2 behind Christian McCaffrey, who's one of the all-timers of this particular generation. There's no pressure. All you got to do is when you get 8 or 9 carries, just run really hard through that massive opening. That's all you got to do. I think he could very much do that, and I think you could get a 6th round for him because you're not going to draft anybody. Like if you are Miami, right, or if you are San Francisco, and if I'm Adam Peters, this is what I'm harping on the phone with them. Who are you getting in the 6th round next year that will immediately contribute more than this guy now? The answer is not many. I know San Francisco might scoff at that a little bit because they have had a history of drafting really well deep into the NFL draft, and their cornerback was Mr. Irrelevant, and he got a long-term deal, so they might be the ones that turn their nose up on it. They're just pretentious in general. Like, Kyle Shanahan kind of oozes this pretentiousness. I hope Kevin doesn't get mad at me for saying that, because I know he loves him. But he is a pretentious SOB in most instances. He grew his hair out, too. The only thing worse than a pretentious SOB is a pretentious SOB with good hair. Saying that as a guy that lost his hair before the age of 30, but whatever. I'm a little petty. I'm a little, that's on me more than anything. But they might turn their nose up at that. McDaniel needs everything he can get right now. That situation in Miami, he is very much on the hot seat. He needs a win. And if Brian Robinson helps give him that win, you can replace some of the running back talent that you are down from last year to this year. Why not? Maybe if you're Adam Peters, you troll him a little bit in Miami, be like, hey, Brian Robinson for Tyreek Hill. You guys don't like Tyreek Hill. We know you don't like Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill don't like you guys right now. He said that in front of a camera on a live microphone. Tyreek Hill last year said, I don't want to be here next year. He's there right now. Brian Robinson for Tyreek Hill, straight up. Who says no? Twist the arm a little bit there. But I do think, if we're putting jokes aside, I do think in large parts, Brian Robinson can contribute to a team in 2025. Some of the rhetoric around him feels a little overzealous just because we're kind of done with him. I like Brian Robinson. I'm kind of done with him here. He's hit his ceiling, whatever that ceiling is. Don't need to see another year of it. If he's not going to be in the long-term plans, it is best to move on from him as quickly as possible. I think that's as fair to Brian Robinson as it is to your organization, and then in turn to your fan base. You give B-Rob an opportunity to go somewhere else and just see if the grass is greener, see if another situation is going to be more beneficial to him as a player. And then from you as the team's perspective, you get something in return for a guy that you are not going to use, and you kind of avoid what you had to do a bunch last year, which is just releasing and cutting the Ron Rivera guys, because shockingly, nobody wanted to trade anything for Jamin Davis or Emmanuel Forbes or the laundry list of Ron Rivera guys that have not amounted to anything here in DC, because Ron Rivera was far and away the worst drafting general manager slash coach that the league has ever seen. I mean, his track record is just stunningly terrible. Like, Kwan and Cosme are the only hits out of 4 years drafting. Everyone else was a massive swing and a miss. And then it just so happened that everyone else, like the player drafted right after them, happened to be really good. Christian Gonzalez with Forbes. The Chiefs guard, who Ron Rivera traded up in front of the Chiefs to draft a freaking long snapper as if this guy was Bill Belichick. All of a sudden, that Chiefs guard has now been like a perennial Pro Bowler who just got a long-term deal. Like, it's insane the amount of swings and misses. You could have drafted Kyle Hamilton. You draft Jahan Dotson instead. I saw something, Max, today about, like, Jahan Dotson feeling betrayed when he was traded from the Commanders. I don't know if that was from this year or from last year.
It was from recently. They kind of twisted it a little bit. I can pull up the audio if you want.
I would actually like to hear this, please, because I saw it. I saw the Twitter headline, if you will, about it. But I was busy, and I was like,
most inflammatory stuff is the Twitter headline, because what he really says isn't all that kind of crazy. That's not what I wanted. That's an ad that's being played off of something else, a different tab.
Not easy, though, I can tell you that.
No, it's not. It's not easy.
Because Jahan Dotson producer did next to nothing last year in Philadelphia.
I'd say not next to, that's for sure. Yeah. But here's what he said.
You know, me, AJ, and Smitty, and me and AJ were talking about just being traded and how tough of a feeling that is. It kind of feels like you're being betrayed a little bit. But, you know, it's the next man up. It's on to the next different opportunity for you. And you gotta take it with that approach. You know, you can't frown upon it. You can't look down upon it. You got to attack it and make the most of your opportunity. You never know what's going to happen in this league. It's a business at the end of the day, and we all know that. But it is tough. But, you know, you got to move on to the next. I feel like that's just life in itself. You know, something knocks you down, you look at the next obstacle in front of you and attack it. Dive into that playbook.
All right. A great message from Jahan Dotson. We will attack our obstacles. I have a very passionate feeling here, Max. The feeling of when A.J. Brown was traded versus when Jahan Dotson was traded were very different.
Probably much different.
A.J. Brown got traded and then immediately got a 4-year, $100 million contract. And then Jahan Dotson got traded and had 19 catches in 17 games. Very, very different. I mean, the guy had 216 yards and no touchdowns. Like, he just was not a factor in that offense. I understand the human element of getting traded, and it sucks. I totally get it. On board 100%. But that, like, if Adam Peters can move that guy for a third, and then he goes and has 216 yards, he can get something for Brian Robinson. And there's so many people that are kind of like teeter-tottering on Adam Peters because of the whole Terry situation. I am not. Like, regardless of what happens with Terry, I want him here. I want him to be here, right? Regardless of what happens there, I'm still trusting Adam Peters. He got the most important thing right. He got the quarterback right. And if your argument is, well, all he did was get the quarterback thing right, there's like seven, eight dudes that have been here in the last 30 years that couldn't.
And he's doing the best he can given the circumstance. It's kind of tough negotiating with a side that's very dug in. While you yourself are dug in, but the Commanders have been
and
very
on top of that, you took over this organization that went like 0-28 in their draft picks because Ron sucked. So you don't have the benefit of like, oh, this guy's on a rookie deal for a long. You cut all them dudes because all them dudes were not very good. And you like, I can only imagine when Adam Peters walked out to practice the first day and you saw like Emmanuel Forbes. And you're just like,
That pause no at that initial presser is like, we got a lot of work to do. A
lot of work to do. If he can get something for Jahan Dotson, he can get something for Brian Robinson. I know y'all don't like Brian Robinson. He can get something for Brian Robinson. And it's more than just a bag of chips or more than like a Ben's Chili Bowl half smoke, although I'd love one of those right now. He can get something for Brian Robinson. I'm expecting him to get something for Brian Robinson. Dan Quinn is going to talk in 12 minutes here. You will hear that presser in its entirety on the Team 980. Coming up next, where is Jayden Daniels going to fall in the NFL top 100 list? Well, he's at least top 20. That's next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dende sitting in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.